From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama wants to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. Insourcing was a theme of his State of the Union message. And we're going to hear now from a CEO who opened a plant in this country recently. James Curley runs Keen, K-E-E-N, the Portland, Oregon company that makes footwear, bags, and socks. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
And in 2010, you opened a plant in Portland to make work boots. I've read that it employs 30 people. I want you to run us through a bit of the calculus that made you decide to open domestically rather than, say, in China.
Sure. I mean, we're an eight-year-old company born this century, so we looked at all the technical dimensions that we deal with, and that can be areas like duty rates, it can be transportation costs, it can be intellectual property, it can be development cost. And when you put it all together and you look at it in the context of what we need for our business and our brand and our products from a costing perspective, it starts to make sense. But the broader picture is looking at the dynamics, what's happening over in Asia and other parts of the world where we see labor rates increasing at a significant rate. We also see vertical integration of our factories being closer linked to commodities and materials that basically tie us into some deals that might not be in the best interest of our product build or our product business.
But you still make most of your footwear in Asia. Does this logic change that? Well, should we expect to see some of that production and some of those jobs coming back to the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, we've already started, and I think it's the classic, you know, one small step for insourcing in America and one giant leap for Keen, where we decided to embark on a new category that we call utility, which is our steel toe shoe. So when you think about a category of steel toe, you think about built in America, you think about Americans building things. But also what we recognized was when it comes to intellectual property and innovation, beyond the technical cost of the product, the cost of protecting your brand and some of your innovation is becoming increasingly more important. So
I'm surprised that you attach that much importance to intellectual property. I remember asking the manager of an American shoe plant about 25 years ago, how long does it take you from the time you steal the design in Paris to the time that lady's shoe is on in shoe stores? And the answer wasn't very huffy. It was a month to 6 weeks. I thought the shoe business is all about taking other people's designs.
Yeah, well, I think when it comes to new categories and trying to, you know, say to our fans that we're going to bring you breakthrough innovation, we have to make sure we can control that innovation. And also, I think there's the balance point of innovation and quality control. So by building a factory here in Portland, Oregon, we were able to say we completely understand labor dynamics, overhead dynamics, the shift from manual to automation. Mm-hmm. And as a result, not only for our own factory, but when we speak with our other sourcing partners, we're much more educated to be able to make better decisions and in the interest of, you know, cost reduction and quality improvement.
Are we reaching a point where automation and computerization of production has reduced factory workforces by so much that wage differentials just don't matter that much anymore? If it's only 30 people, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I think we're getting there. And this always sounds a little controversial, but one of the challenges that I think we see on a, you know, global economic level is that sometimes when labor's too cheap, there is no incentive to automate to improve productivity. So the kind of vision we had was, can we improve the quality of the job, the quality of the labor, and actually introduce some automation to improve productivity? And what we're finding is that we're starting to see that balance point already at our factory in Portland.
You speak of the fan base. I went to the Keen website, and there's an ethos to your company. You talk about hybrid lifestyle, and this has to do with work and recreation and integrating our lives. Do you think that means that actually for people who buy Keen shoes or boots, the fact that it's made in America, you think will actually be a plus? It's a marketing advantage to you.
I think to a certain fan, they actually do connect with the fact that we're a young company and we're trying things. And just the fact that we have an effort and a very real business and brand effort that creates product in America, I think is important.
Well, Mr. Curley, thanks a lot for talking with us.
I appreciate it.
It's James Curley speaking to us from Portland, Oregon, where he is the CEO of Keen, which opened a factory in 2010 in Portland.